Welcome to the Rebel Force Alliance, a podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. I'm your host, as always, Ednar, and I'm joined live, for the first time ever, live on Twitch by my two co-hosts. In the middle here, we have Coleman. How you doing, Coleman?
Not too bad, man. Yourself?
I'm doing good, doing good. I went to a brewer, my first baseball game of the year yesterday. A Brewers game, and it was against the Marlins. And it was...
Oh, it wasn't very exciting then.
Oh, well, I mean, it was a...
Two great teams playing there. Amazing.
We are on a six-game win streak. Seven-game win streak. And it was a bottom of the ninth walk-off home run from a 14-pitch at-bat. That's actually a good ending.
Good for you.
Who was it? Who hit the walk-off?
Jesus Aguilar. And then it was also Marvel Superhero Night. So I got...
Did you go Incredible Hulk cosplay?
No, but there were a lot of people at the game in cosplay. And but I got a Captain America Brewers bobblehead. So, win-win.
Nice.
And proceeded to give it to the girlfriend's kid. Because I'm a nice guy, damn it. So, how are you? The other person you hear is Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome back.
Well, isn't it Sieg?
I'm back. I never left.
You just almost took a 2-week hiatus.
Almost did.
Almost.
But I'm back. I sucked me back in.
This game just does that.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, I started playing the Marvel game. And I'm like, okay, this is gonna take away. You know, I'm like, this is gonna take me away from Star Wars: Galaxy of Heroes. And then I'm like, well, shit. Now I'm addicted to two mobile games. This is the worst idea I've ever made.
Is it good?
I like it. I like it a lot.
As long as you don't start the whaling process in both games, you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is you're in Marvel Strike Force. I mean, it's basically identical, except for raids work a lot different. Like, a lot different. So it's not like there's literally no possible way you can solo a raid.
It's built that way.
It's built
that's smart.
Because like it's not like you fight one boss. You have to go node to node to node, and like you fight all these different nodes and then you fight a final boss. So you can't just go in and hit auto and do it. So you actually have to work, but you get to launch a raid basically a raid every day. And you only have to do like two battles, three battles, and then you're basically done with the raid.
Have you unlocked Thanos yet?
I'm 10 shards short.
I have no idea what that even is, but whatever.
So,
but anyway, now
we're talking about not Marvel Strike Force. We are talking about Star Wars: Galaxy of Heroes and make great again.
Why can't I not enter chat room? This is dumb.
Because you're dumb.
Well, you know what? I am.
So we got some good news, a lot of news dropping this week, and I'm going to go out on a PSA and say my rant last week about CG and the raid rewards, the day after I went on my rant, they announced that they're rolling them back. So they're not like rolling back them a little bit. They're like legit rolling them back to what they were previously with no changes.
Yep.
Which is fine. And they said that this is while they work on fixing them overall. Like, this isn't going to stay this way. They're still going to be working on them. And then
what were they really trying to fix?
It was too much. It was too good. The heroic raid rewards were too good. But reversely, tier 6 and below
were
utter crap. Like,
they were worried about the like growth disparity between those doing heroic and those not, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah. It's like, I mean, we just did a T5 today. Because honestly, I'm sorry, if you're working on your way up to heroic, there's literally no point in doing T6 over T5. There's just not. It takes longer. You don't learn any more mechanics. It's just more health. It just takes you longer. It doesn't improve your team, and you can get more done. But, I mean, like, I basically got Territory War rewards for Tier 5. Like, I got three pieces. I took fourth place. I got three pieces. Two of them were challenge gear. One was not. And then 1,500 guild currency. So that's what they rolled it back to. That's what T5 rewards used to be.
Yeah.
When they changed it, they got rid of the chance for challenge gear and all that stuff. But, yeah. They screwed it up royally. So, like, Coleman, Dave, you guys have done heroic this week, I'm assuming.
I'm, like, halfway to Treya, and I take, like, 40th place because I have been taking zeros because I never have time to do it. So yeah, it's
must be nice.
The rewards are great. I get like one or at least one full piece like every single time. Sometimes you get two. So I have like most of my arena team and like a lot of my other most of my gear 12 characters, and I've got like maybe 20 something now. Like they all have at least some gear 12 gear, and some I have like at least five or six characters that are completely finished now.
Yeah. I think next week or two I'll have her unlocked.
Oh, nice.
So, should be interesting.
Dick?
Yeah, probably still like a month away, but it'll be fun to get her unlocked and mess with her. I think the first person in Yavin just unlocked her the last one, so they're going to start dropping more and more. I think anybody who has, like, any whale, I think most, like, big-time guys probably have, that are finishing... If you're finishing top one or two, you probably unlocked her like this last week or two.
Yeah.
So.
And she's real good. she's real good. I am presently sitting.
Easy. Yeah, the videos don't seem crazy game breaking, but she is gonna have. She's like a mandatory character. You have her, you're putting her in. I mean, it's like no brainer. Obviously,
it's kind of how Kenobi was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see later on down the road, see if she still has the same versatility as Kenobi does now.
Yeah.
It's crazy that he's been for how long he has been.
Yeah, he's just now starting to be irrelevant. Like, really, I mean, he's not in the meta anymore. I mean, he had a resurgence with JTR, but he's not relevant anymore. And he's not raid viable.
Some people used him with, like, the first, like, when Palp first started, and, like, what, 2 months ago now? People were using him until they realized, like, how much better using Scion and Sith Trooper is. And then no one uses him now. Or Shore, I guess. Some people use Shore, but...
Yeah, it's Shore or Scion's one, then either Shore or Sith.
Yeah, I mean, I use Sith Trooper because I haven't geared Scion really yet, and it's I beat everybody, even Scion teams. That's pretty good because he just like eats so much damage. That guy just doesn't die, so he's helpful. But yeah, I wonder, is he like the best character in this game's history?
Kenobi?
No,
he's not.
It's to me, it's a tie. Him and R2.
You know who the even better character is?
God, some stupid Rex. Empire character. No.
I don't know if he was... But he didn't have as much overall... He didn't... he did span a lot of metas, though.
He's still here.
He no was the best... What. You know what I would say Rex is? Rex is the... And will always remain the best pay-for character that this game will ever see. 100%. That will never change.
The like, best free-to-play?
No, he's free to play now, but like when originally he was
oh yeah,
and like because he's still relevant,
yeah, he is.
Ever so like since he was released,
it's probably him and GK and yeah maybe R2 are the triumvirate of characters that have been, but they haven't been in the game R2 before kind of before R2 right.
Yeah. I would almost say R2 and Thrawn kind of hold off on because they've been spanned the lifetime of GK.
Yeah.
GK was Rex, in the game way before them.
Rex probably, like, what? Where Rex was in the game, like, a good amount of time before GK.
He was in the game, like, right when Rancor came out.
Yeah.
He's been in the game forever.
A couple months in.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at anything from Rex, R2, Thrawn, I mean, CLS you have to throw in there too. I mean, CLS made a lot of this game obsolete. And I don't think many characters can say that. Like, CLS made a lot of things just obsolete.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's a good question, though. Like, who is the best character in the game history? Because it's going to vary by every single person you talk to.
By preference and favorites and all that stuff, but I still think it's hard to diss Rex like that.
I mean, my Rex is still sitting at gear one.
You're doing something wrong.
Mine is still at gear one. I've never had a reason to use him. Like, I've
because you don't want to be good at the game.
Participate in arena is what I'm hearing.
So
you don't
I started and got like into arena right after the triple cleanse. So, like, after that, Rex has been there, but he wasn't, like, the go-to character.
Not until now. They came back now.
But it's one of those things, until now, he was nice to have, but there were other characters that meant way more to the game than Rex.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why he is on my list.
He's
like,
hard to hear. He's one of the easier characters to take gear 12. And that's as good as he is for his gear to be as easy as it is. It's like, there's very like that.
I have not equipped a piece of gear in, God, 3.5 weeks?
What do you say?
Like, I have not put a piece of gear on a character in, like, 3.5 weeks. Because I'm literally hoarding everything possible for the Bounty Hunter rework.
So what you're saying is you're going to buy Bossk and get him to gear 12 immediately.
Well, like, I have two things that I'm going to do. It's either, if Bounty Hunter rework is not up to what I want it to be for the raid, I'm fully prepared to just take all my Night Sisters to gear 12. Like, the day the rework comes out. So it's like, but I want to hold off on throwing all my gear at Night Sisters to see what Bounty Hunters brings. Like, that's what I'm holding off on. Like, I mean, I still have my 3 Sith teams that do good, you know?
Yeah.
I could still probably do four or five million.
I'm working on Night Sisters too. It's still Acolyte to 12. Talia's next, and then probably Doc after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Same with my Zetas. Like, I'm sitting on 60 now, just waiting. And if Bounty Hunters isn't good, going on Night Sisters.
Yeah. I Zeta'd Wampa yesterday.
Oh,
that's good Zeta. That's worth it.
Yeah, Zeta'd Wampa. He's so good. I like Wampa. He's
better than
fun.
All right, who would you guys take first out of the store, Hoda or Wampa?
I finished Wampa first, I'm working on Hoda. He'll be done in like another couple weeks, maybe a month or whatever, and then I'll work on him. But I think Wampa is the better of the two characters for sure.
Like, I wouldn't neglect Hobo Yoda, but I mean, get Wampa first and worry about him.
No, yeah, you're definitely going to need him for Jedi Luke, whenever that is. And I'm sure that's this year at some point. So, but Wampa is awesome. He's like, incredible for Dark Side Territory battles. Like, he just slaughters Dark Side Territory battles.
He can solo Dark Side Territory battles. Yeah.
Like, it's like, he's basically a team. So if you're, like, missing one team, and, like, most people, right, once that extra mission opens up in the last phase, like, people are going to need another team, because they've been using troopers as one of their teams. So, like, you're gonna lose your troopers, and Wampa basically is a team in and of himself. So he's really good. I would do Wampa first if I were you, and then Zeta him. It's a good Zeta.
Yep.
I actually have Wampa unlocked, so that's who I'm working on now.
Yeah, I took him to gear 12. He's wonderful. I gotta give him his bayonets though. Get his offense up a little bit more. But
so, what do you think? So they rolled back all these Sith raid rewards back on the raid rewards.
Yeah.
What do you think? Because they said come May they're gonna rework them in May, and take a look at the gear 12 exclusive heroic gear. How do you think they're gonna rework it? Like, what can they do to rework this? Because you're going to piss people off one way or the other.
I mean, when are they going to introduce the rest of the gear, though? Right, there's like a time frame for them introducing
in May.
Should be next week or May 4th, about, when they introduce the next two pieces.
Yeah, but that sounds like it's on hold.
The other three pieces for every character?
Yeah, like they said, they'll be revisiting reward changes in May.
It's the other two pieces, so we won't get all three, but we'll get five of six pieces for Gear 12. But we're still missing the six of six.
But the other two pieces are new gear, right?
Yes.
They're not just opening them up. It's like stuff that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And only available in Heroic. As of what
Sith.
Yeah. It's Heroic Sith. You can only get those last two pieces. Heroic only, nowhere else. That was what it was. And then now they're relooking at all that.
I wonder. What they probably should do is something similar to what they did. I don't know if they'll do this, but something similar to what they did in the other raids is, like, right now they give you, like, small amounts of the Gear 12 gear, right? So it's, like, two or three pieces of it, but then you could get a whole one. So, like, why don't they just go to what they used to, where you get, like, 10 to 15 pieces of one, and then you still have a chance for a full piece, but, like, that way then you just... So say you're in Heroic, maybe... That, like, whatever, depending on what prize box you get 20 pieces or 15 pieces or 10 pieces of however many different types of gear. And then for tier 6, you get, all right, so you can't get 20, but maybe you get 10 pieces or 5 pieces of every type of gear. So, and then you still have, like, the same chance for full, like, the percentage chance for full pieces just gets reduced. I think the whole point of, like, what they're doing right now, to your point, Ednar, is that, like, tier 6, they're just awful. Like, you're not getting anything good. Just tier it more so that, like, yeah, in tier 6 you're gonna fall behind a little bit, so it'll give you reason to work to get to Heroic, but Heroic won't pull away incredibly, but they should pull away a little bit. Like, that's the point. Like, you should be able to, like, all right, I'm getting a head start on people here because I'm doing the harder content. Like, that should be okay, but just it can't be as desperate as it is now. The chasm can't be as large between the two, because the Heroic Sith raid is a tough raid, so it's not as easy to build towards as HAAT was. It's going to take a little bit longer for some guilds, because very specific teams are needed, very specific mods are needed, and it's not as easy for those that are, like, in the mid-2s and don't have a lot of, like, high, you know, 3s, mid-3-tier million rosters. So, I don't know. That's what I would do. Just bring it, like, model it more after the raids before.
Yeah. What about
your individual... Higher individual piece count, less full pieces. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
That shouldn't it'll piss people off, but you'll still accumulate stuff in Heroic.
Yeah. Coleman, what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Dave. I mean, gear 12, I'm all for it. Let people pull away with the Heroic. Like, so I would put tier 6, maybe a lot of the gear 12, gear 11 to 12 pieces in there. So you could get maybe fully crafted pieces of that. And then the Heroic one, keep the full pieces of gear 12, and then keep some of the Heroics, keep the tier 6 stuff in there too. But I wouldn't change the Heroic rewards anymore.
I would not change the Heroic. I would change tier 6 and below. I mean, I honestly think, well, for starters, they need to get challenge gear out of there. Outside of Carbontes, the ones everyone needs. There's challenge gear that people don't actually need. You need to get those out. Because there's nothing that feels worse than getting challenge gear. I think that's universally, like, a way to go across the board. But they
It's the golden eyeballs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I'll take those.
I still have over 1,000. I'm good.
I have 70.
Oof. It's so weird. Your roster's stupid.
Yeah.
I hate your roster.
Like,
I know,
hey,
you do, because it's mainly Empire.
But... No. My Empire's great. I have more Gear 12 Empire than any other faction now. You'd be proud to hear that.
See? Yep. I am proud.
The thing I think is the hard thing for them to work around is not the gear itself. It's how much importance they put on... guild currency. Like, the importance they put on the amount of guild currency that people get is insane now. And I think they're trying to balance that. And I think that's where they need to work on the most, because it's one of those things where you can give me some gear, but if you give me better currency, I can get the specific gear I want.
Whatever you want, yeah. Mm-hmm. For like, and not only just stuff for gear 12, but you can get stuff you need to gear up to 11 and 10 and stuff like that. So yeah, Or finish those other characters.
Yeah, no, it's that's the holdup, and that's why they made that. Because I think the original fix was they're making the loot boxes all the same, but then tiering guild currency. So, God, why do you have a shit-eating grin on your face, Coleman?
It's just what Grande said.
Oh, okay.
I'd be fine with that. I'd be fine with that.
All right, so I think that's all we're going to talk about with as far as rewards.
I just read what he said. That's funny.
See, I don't think Coleman's roster is awesome. I think he's...
No. I mean, listen, anybody that has, like, a significantly developed roster runs out of...
He said it was stupid, so he obviously doesn't like it, so we're good.
No, I just mean that it's funny that you run out of a piece that, like, a majority of the players have not run out of. And that you don't run out of things like that when you've geared a significant amount of your roster. It's not a bad thing. You've got to,
when you bought the other part of the gear and then you just like, huh, I ran out of shit. Crap.
Like, well, yeah. Crap on a cracker. So
yeah, I don't begrudge. It's, you know, I wish I, you know, whatever. I'm not even at 3 million yet. It's taking me forever. It's worse. This climb from 2.9 to 3 is brutal. I don't know why it's taking.
Must be rough. I feel so bad for you guys.
You have to start digging your characters you don't ever use, and it's just like, I don't want to do this.
I know. I'm buying so many mods, though, that I'm running out of cash quicker than I've ever had before.
That's something that's real.
Plus 20 speed mod, crazy, yeah.
Like, I'm fully expecting, I'm not buying anything more with ship credits. Because, we'll talk about the ship stuff here in a little bit. But, with all the changes coming to ships, I can't be like, all right, here's 2 million ship credits to get me an 11-speed mod. Like, I just can't do that anymore because I feel we're going to need that stuff real quick here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's true. I just hate ships. So I just hate chips.
Well, maybe this new update will change your mind.
Maybe. All right, let's talk about chips. Let's talk about chips.
Okay, so some of the devs went on to some YouTube channels, like Arnold and Cubs Fan, and not on
the Game Changers.
Yeah, not on podcasts. Just saying. And they announced some changes that are going to be coming to ships here shortly. Now, I'm just going to give you kind of like the rundown of what they... because it's like a 12-minute video, but the rundown. So Fleet Arena will now be a 3v3 format, and the old 5v5 format is gone. Hardware abilities are now here. Those used to be the reinforcement abilities that says coming soon. I think it was where, it showed a little mech, and a lot of people thought when we got R2, he could be put in there as a mech on a ship. And so it's now hardware abilities. And then alongside the new reinforcement mechanics, ships across the board will be getting stat changes, as well as some of the kit changes to be in tune with the new spirit of ships. The fleet arena timer is now 5 minutes, so be it. And ship PvE table is also coming. So a new place to farm gear, characters, and they will have their own energy. So let's start off here with Fleet Arena going from 5v5 now to 3v3. What do you guys think? Well, sorry, Dave, what do you think?
I don't think it matters. I mean, it's cool. I guess there's a reason. We need to see the gameplay. I guess there's a reason why they're doing that.
Yeah.
How many backups do you get reinforced? Wait, why are they calling so many things reinforcements? That's now confusing me. So are they still going to call your backups reinforcements too, but then they're also going to call...
Yes.
The gear you add them reinforcements?
Yes. So basically what it is we're going to get... You get, from what I saw in the videos, you get your starting three, and then you get four Yeah, you get four ship backup ships. And then you get reinforcement abilities. So depending on what ships you have in on the bench, essentially, and you call forward, they get different mechanics based
coming
on
coming into the battle, in. Not starting.
So, for example, Slave 1
that
will
I
get
like. I like
taunt
that a lot.
Gain retribution when entering the battles. So, and yeah. But if he's starting, he won't get that. So it's like,
Mm-hmm,
so
I
it's like
it.
It's very strategic. It will be very strategic for the first week, and then
until people find the best team, and then it never,
and then
there's not enough shit.
Will, yeah, and then everyone will have the best team.
Honestly, I'm afraid to see what Fives gets.
I mean, I like anything they're going to do to ships to make it better. I think would be nice, right? Ships has been stale for a very long time, in my opinion. Other people might disagree, but it's been pretty stale. I've been as high as the top 10 in ships and as low as like the mid 100s just because I don't enjoy it. But so anything that could potentially make it a little bit more strategic, make it a little bit more fun, I would be all for. And I think this type of mechanic is interesting. I'd love to see them work that into like the regular arena too. I think that type of stuff would be really fun. Like having different characters mean different things if they're your starting characters versus characters that come in later. There's ones that can like really turn the tide of battle. That type of stuff is pretty cool. So, and very like cinematic, right? The ship that comes in to rescue the battle or whatever. It's interesting. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Like Grande makes a good point in chat. It's like, so we have a new currency they announced coming out. So to get these reinforcement abilities, it's a new currency. I don't believe they said how we're going to get it and how much each will cost. So it could be a grind like a Zeta ability, or it could be like an Omega ability, man. Somewhere around there. Because, I mean, I don't think it's going to be as easy as getting like 5 Omega mats to throw on an Omega. But I don't think it's going to be as hard as grinding out a Zeta. Zeta.
what did me and Dave tell you about this?
I mean, I like the changes. They needed to change a lot of things. With ships, it was so bad. The amount of people who just go in and do one auto and then call it a day was probably just infuriating for them. And I think they did this to speed it up so it doesn't take as long. But will it actually stop people from just going in and hitting the one auto? Because, honestly, is there any reward? Like, they didn't announce that they're going to be changing any of the rewards for Ship Arena. So if they don't change any of the rewards for Ship Arena, will that actually change how people view it? Like, Dave, will this change? If the rewards stay the same, will it change your view on ships at all?
I mean, if it's more fun, it would change my it would change my opinion of it. I wonder too if it's like one of those things with like we identify so much with characters but a lot less with ships. So is it just natural that people aren't going to take to it as much because they're not looking at their favorite Star Wars characters? I mean, ships are really cool, right? They're a part of Star Wars galaxy, Star Wars universe. Like people really love getting into the ships, both land and the ones used, you know, the space ones. It's just maybe it's kind of never really going to take off just because it's just not as much fun as playing with the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, no matter what you do to the mechanics, there's just not as much. You just don't connect as much with an X-Wing as you do with, like, your favorite character from one of the movies or, you know, Thrawn or, you know, people that they're adding from what we thought wasn't canon and now is canon. Like, they're giving reworks to bounty hunters that people really like. Like, that type of stuff just seems more interesting to people than, okay, now Boba Fett's ship taunts. I don't know.
Yeah. Coleman,
maybe that's a big problem they're up against.
Yeah, so Coleman, like, I mean, are you, I can't remember, are you big into ships right now?
Yeah, I'm still big into ships. I love this stuff. Like, being able to watch the Special Forces TIE fighter go in, you know, do his little special where he strafe runs everybody, and it's actually kind of cool.
Now, if you can only pick three of those ships to do something with, though, will that change it? Like, that's the other thing. Is, yes, we're going from five to three, but, like, that's... I don't know. I feel the meta is going to get stale. I think they're trying to fix the problems as of to trying to get people like into ships, but they're not fixing the fact that there's just so much, such a limited amount of ships that a lot of people are just like, give me more ships. This is what I want.
Yeah, and I'm one of those people who I'm like, I need more ships. I want more ships. Like, I don't have a TIE bomber, a Y-wing. A TIE interceptor,
but I have TIE Reaper. There's plenty of ships they could add. That's the other thing too. Is they need to they've never been great in this game at cultivating really diverse metas, but I think they need that even more in ships because there's so few ships.
Yeah,
it just really gets stale quickly. I don't know.
Let's see. I saw something pop up in there.
Yeah, like, I mean, I get it, like, this might help with the meta, making it a bit more diverse with the different reinforcements you can call in, but, I mean, everyone's still going to use Thrawn ship, everyone's still going to be using probably the majority of the ships that you use with Thrawn ship, so will it change really all that much? Shut up, Grande. Grande's in chat telling me to get good. No,
you need
not
to get
in
good.
Ships.
You so need to.
I just can't get into ship battles. I can't. And I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this. Dave, you're with me.
You need to be able to put yourself in that cockpit and fly around.
But
I don't like ships.
I don't not like ships because I'm not good at ships like you. I don't like ships because I don't enjoy them.
I have the roster to do well in ships. I actually do. Yeah. It's just I don't care. Like I don't care. It's like,
yeah, Holdo probably won't get a capital ship anytime soon.
No.
Yeah.
It's like
they haven't given you enough reason to care either. Like maybe they will change things so it's like mandatory. You have to be competitive in ships to be as competitive. Right now, you don't really fall that far behind. If you can. You know, yeah, you're giving up some crystals if you're not going to finish super, super high, but that's up to you. Like, you know, if you don't want those extra couple hundred crystals every day, I mean, that's fine. You can survive without that. It depends on the shard you're in or whatever and how far behind that may or may not put you, but they haven't really made it all that compelling. But if they tie specific characters to ships or certain types of progression to ships, then people would have to pay attention. I just don't know if they want to do that because there are so many people that don't currently enjoy ships. Would that then just have people walk away from the game? But so they have a lot to juggle when they're thinking about how to rework ships, because it's obvious their metrics show it's probably not as played as much as they would want it to be.
Yeah, I mean I just think they need to if they update rewards, they'll get more people to play regardless if they update rewards. If the crystals are, I don't get why they can't do the same thing with crystals for ship arena as they do for regular arena. I don't get that.
What do you mean, like mirror exactly?
Yeah, like rewards. I mean, if people at like 100 to 200 have an incentive to actually work on ships so they can get more crystals, it's not like, hey, some people want to be top 100 or want to be top 50. Not a lot of people can get top 20. And if you can't get top 20, then you don't get anything extra.
Right. Yeah, it just it doesn't give enough people a reason to work harder. Just if you're like in the top 50, it gives you a reason to maybe push into the top 20.
Yeah, and Grande makes a good point about Zetas.
And what Nerf Herder just said, it plays a big part in why ships are so boring. In that,
yeah,
it's so boring because it's the exact same lineup every battle.
Mm-hmm. And
it's like,
yeah,
okay.
Well, I mean, I get this point about Zetas, but I have every character you need Zeta. Like, I'm not falling behind because of Zetas at all.
The Zeta crunch is not as bad right now.
I haven't really played ships competitively, like, to finish super high in months, and I'm not, like, behind on Zetas. Could I have an extra handful of Zetas? Sure, but it would be on characters I wouldn't use all that much. It'd be, you know, so I'm not, like, desperately falling behind.
I think we're gonna need some proof here, Dave, first of all, that you're not falling behind on Zetas.
I don't think there's characters incredible like that I don't have Zeta'd where it's like, oh my god, how do you not have that character Zeta'd? Like, outside of having Sion, I don't think it's like there really isn't anybody that's I desperately need Zeta'd.
No,
to be honest.
I mean, those extra Zetas might get you from 2.9 to 3.
Just that
saying.
Would.
I'm just saying. That's a way to get you from 2.9 to 3.
Be right over 3, to be honest, is if I actually farmed and unlocked the only ship I don't have unlocked, which is Kylo Ren's command ship.
Wait, how? What? How? That is literally one of the easiest farms of any ship. Period.
And, like, one of the most important ones.
Because, well, it's what, on the node for First Order Stormtrooper?
Oh, okay. Me and Coleman immediately jumped to Kylo's new ship.
No,
I did.
Command shuttle. It's one of the more important ones to have.
Oh no, I have silent TIE silencers finished. That's 7. Sorry, that's easy because I finished Unmasked Kylo.
Okay, that's the one I was like, how do you not have that at 7? The other one.
No, yeah, that one I have to go back and go to a hard node that I already have the character unlocked. So I'm just not going to do that.
Mm.
Nope, not going to happen.
Fair.
I've had First Order Stormtrooper unlocked forever, so I'm not going to go back and just do that node. I have other characters on hard nodes I need to farm. So
now,
I don't like ships, so I'm not going to waste that on ships over going and getting like one of the Night Sister characters that I need.
Now, I will say this, when they do introduce the... Because they did announce the ship PvE table, which will essentially kind of be like the light side or dark side table. It'll be a ship PvE where they can introduce nodes to farm. And stuff like that. I imagine the majority of those nodes, I know I'm going out on a limb here, and say the majority of those nodes will contain ship shards. So that might be another way to farm Kylo Ren's command shuttle, the Millennium Falcon, any new ships they get, and new pilots. So that's a way that could, because I don't want to go back and I don't even know what one, what the one that Shore Troopers on.
Oh, with TIE Reaper?
Yeah, like, I have all those characters at 7 stars. I don't want to go back, like Dave said, go back and run a hard node that I already had the characters at 7 stars just to get that ship. But they'll probably end up putting those ships on their own hard nodes in the ship PvE, which is something I will farm because you will be using a separate currency. And if you're using a separate currency... That
it's not like I don't
move.
Want the ship. I want the ship. I want all the ships, and I'll level the characters, and I'll do all that stuff. I have no problem doing that. I just am not going to go back to a character I already have to do it.
Now, I think one of the more important things is that it's not going to be a light side, dark side table. It's going to be more like a cantina where you can use both light side and dark side characters in the same one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because there's just not enough ships to support light side and dark side.
No, it will be like, I mean, like Grande said, it will be more like the cantina.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not light side, dark side, but
it'll
more like
cantina. It'll be fun to go through that PvE content, too.
It will.
I like that old PvE content. I miss it.
Well, we lost Grande. He threw his phone away.
Yeah. He got mad about the TIE Reaper. I upset
Why? What
Grande.
Happened? What happened to TIE Reaper?
I think it's because I don't have it at 7 stars. I don't know. I guess I'm a horrible person, but we all kind of knew that already. So, but yeah,
Grande plays on another level. That's why.
Oh. But yeah, I think it's much needed, and I think once they go live with the ship PvE table, I think they'll introduce a couple more ships. They have to. If they do all this and introduce no new ships, that's just kind of like, here's some new content, but it's meaningless. Like, you know, you're just going to plow through it, and then you'll have the same ships as always. So I think they'll introduce a couple more ships. I mean, how we don't have an Anakin ship or a CLS ship yet is beyond me. But because they're Anakin was considered the best pilot in all of space before Vader. How he doesn't have a ship, I don't know. But with that, you guys got anything else to say about ships?
No.
That's.
I'm looking forward to.
That is a big fat no.
I'm looking forward to them reworking it though. I don't want it coming across like I really don't care about the current iteration ships. I could care less about. And if it comes back to bite me later in the game, so be it. But it hasn't now, and it's no reason to. But if they give us a reason to play it, or me the reason to play it, I'll be super excited to do that because it had a lot of promise. I was excited for it in the beginning. It just never really developed into, I think, what we all wanted it to develop into, or at least the majority of people wanted it to develop into. So hopefully that happens now. So I'm looking forward to it. See what happens.
Yeah, I can't wait. It looks like it's going to be very interesting. New style of play for ships. So new strategies, new teams. It'll be fun.
I did find a Reddit post listing the reinforcements.
Oh.
So I just quick over. I mean, not all of them, but so like Kylo's command shuttle, when they get called in, he removes 10% turn meter from enemy ships when they're called in as reinforcements. Oh, that's the basic. So it's level 1, level 2, level 3 reinforcement abilities. So level 3, it's Kylo Ren removes 20% turn meter from enemy ships when they're called in. And Kylo Ren's shuttle gains 20% turn meter when an enemy reinforces. And then all First Order allies gain half that amount. So you can make a First Order team. Kind of. You know,
which is what I'll probably do.
Well, we all kind of figured. Biggs gains taunt and protection up for 2 turns. Inflict target lock on an enemy target for 2 turns. Can't be evaded or resisted. We already said the Slave 1 taunt. Imperial TIE Fighter remove 50% turn meter from someone.
Dang. Okay.
TIE Reaper remove 10% turn meter from all enemies. Inflict defense down on all enemies for 2 turns. All allies gain 10% turn meter. It's pretty decent. TIE Advance gets inflict 4 damage over time effects and offense down on all enemies for 2 turns, which cannot be evaded. That seems pretty drastic.
That's a good one.
The Gauntlet Starfighter gains all allies recover 30% protection and Empire allies gain 30% max protection.
That's pretty good.
Scimitar grants all allies 30% crit chance until Scimitar is defeated, doubled for Sith.
And I wonder, and I really do wonder now, because it says all Sith allies. Well, right now there's only one Sith ally?
I mean, we could get another. I mean, again, it goes back to getting more ships. So, see, First Order TIE Fighter.
By what cost?
First,
I don't know.
First Order TIE Fighter is inflict target lock on target enemy for 2 turns, which can't be evaded or resisted, and all allies gain 25% turn meter. That's actually really good. I like that. First Order Special Forces gains all allies gain 40% potency, doubled for First Order allies. All active enemies have minus 20% tenacity, doubled against resistance enemies. So that's for your First Order team. Ghost gets inflict crit chance down on all enemies for 2 turns and inflict target lock on enemies who suffer from Ghost critical chance down, which can't be evaded or resisted. And then TIE Silencer looks like gains 25% offense after and the afterburner buff, which can't be prevented or dispelled. So it looks like it's a new ability.
So it looks like, sounds like fives.
Yeah, so the afterburner is when the TIE Silencer attacks with advantage, reduce its cooldowns by 1. When a First Order ally takes damage, the TIE Silencer has a 50% chance to gain advantage for 2 turns.
Ow. Because advantage for TIE Silencer is big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that That'll be some nice. But like all the first order ones I saw require them to be called in as, you know, called in to assist. Who's going to be in your starting three? Like, that's the problem. You have all these awesome abilities, but if they're in your starting three, they don't get any of that.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to think, is there any, are there any other Sith ships other than Vader and Maul?
I mean, Grande pointed out a good one, Dooku.
But he doesn't have a ship.
He doesn't have a ship yet.
Doesn't have a ship.
But he has a ship in the game, or in the movies.
In the
Yeah.
universe, yes.
That's why we need more ships. We need more
Yeah.
ships.
We just need more ships in general.
I mean, how we haven't gotten I mean, I know Lightning Pony. I'm sorry for bringing
We
this up.
know Solar Sailor. Okay, we know.
Hux, how Hux is not in the game with the capital ship is beyond me, but that's a whole nother story. Because that seems like an obvious go-to. How Grievous doesn't have a capital ship. You have the solar ship for Dooku. You have really anything for Anakin. CLS should probably have a ship at this point. I mean, what other dark side characters? I mean, I don't know many dark side character ships outside of the ones already in the game. You guys know any?
I'm just looking at the character list to see who needs ships.
Coleman, do you like I'm trying to think of some dark side characters from the movies that are have big
You
ships.
know, I wonder if only there was a really iconic Star Wars ship, maybe the most iconic Star Wars ship ever, that, I don't know,
Snoke's command shuttle.
maybe it was in the fucking game? Like, can we, like, seriously? How the normal Millennium Falcon still isn't in the game?
Because
Just FYI.
we
we
don't have
don't
normal
have normal
Chewbacca yet.
Chewie.
Just FYI. Right. Well, that's not the point, though. The point is that that's maybe is that the reason? Because they could just give us normal Chewie then. It's been 2.5 years, guys.
Hey, we're
Shit or
already
get off the
getting
pot with normal Chewie.
we're already getting our third Chewie. Not
Wait, are we
really.
getting young Chewie? Is
We're
that
getting,
confirmed?
they said in some post
Yeah.
about they're getting a Chewie from the Lando movie, from the Han movie.
Remember,
So
I've been out of it for like three,
yeah.
6 weeks, so I'm
Yeah.
catching up.
So
But all right, so we're getting normal Chewie. We're
Asajj needs a
getting
ship.
young Chewie, but we're still not
So
going to get normal. Whatever.
I talked with this with a friend yes actually yesterday when we watched the ships video. But if they do the Separatist ships like the Vulture Droid and the and their interceptor and everything else
Yeah.
like that, who would be the pilot? What
Of
would be the
what?
pilots of those? Of like the
Oh,
Vulture Droids and all them? Because that's I think that's my biggest issue is that if it has to be a it has to have a pilot in order to be a ship with it, right?
yeah, I don't know.
In this game at least. But the Vulture droids and the Separatist ships don't have pilots. They're droids themselves.
That's, I mean, we could always get more droids.
You could just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. They are unmanned, to Grande's point. So I don't know.
Yeah. But no, Grande pointed out, Director Krennic needs a ship. Asajj needs a ship. Basically, you can give all the bounty hunters a ship at this point.
Yeah.
Because all the bounty hunters escape in a ship. So, I mean, all those characters could get ships and should get ships. I mean, there should be a ship dump. Like, here's 10 new ships to invigorate the game. Now
Go get them.
that, I mean, obviously they're not going to do that.
No.
But I mean, they need to get 5 to 10 new ships in this game
Yeah.
to make it
And I think I've seen
interesting.
General Grievous' name get mentioned now in our chat like 5 times.
Yes, General Grievous needs a capital ship.
He also needs a
Yep.
rework, but
He does. He does.
they said
Desperately.
it's coming. They said it's coming. They specifically said it.
And you know what? Last time I said it, I got him to gear 12 immediately as soon as I said it.
I just got him to 7 stars. I'm kind of happy about that.
Good for you. It's good.
See?
That's a step in the wrong direction.
Like, Well, I'm not saying I'm gearing him up. But I got him to 7 stars. So,
yeah.
Yay for me on that.
Yay, Ednar.
Yay. So, I mean, yeah. They're working on ships. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that the ships
so now,
are going to...
Did we finish that list of reinforcement abilities?
Let's see. There was one I think I missed. It was Jedi Consulars. Let me just pull it up. Like, because that's the only one that they had going at that time. Let's see. Jedi Consular. His is... Doesn't say if it's level 3 or not, but enter battle, all allies recover 10% protection and gain a heal over time effect for 2 turns.
I see. So you can combine that with Gauntlet then and your reinforcements, and it'll be a pain in the butt to kill.
Yeah, yeah. Jedi Consular, where he's actually useful in the game. But yeah, one other thing they did say, all of these changes will also be in territory battles, territory wars, and stuff like that. So don't expect it to be 5v5 in territory battles, anything like that. It will be the new 3v3 format and all that stuff when it goes live. So,
cool.
They're just kind of, and they did say, what am I drawing a blank? I'm drawing a blank. I had a thought, and it's just completely fucking gone now. I'm losing my mind.
Was the thought that Hondo's never coming to the game?
No. I actually have a Reddit post pulled up about Hondo.
Why am I not surprised?
So it's actually still like in the top like 20 hot topics on the Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes forum.
Bad day in the forums.
Of where is Hondo? And my name is not anywhere on this. I did not post this. And somebody's like, where's Hondo? And I'm like,
He paid someone to put it up there.
Praise,
who posted it?
Praise
Jesus. Is the handle not Ednar? Is that the handle?
Like the handle is seriously not Ednar.
Seriously not Ednar. What does it say? It just asks where he is.
Yeah, like there's a discussion going on. Where is Hondo?
Ewoks do not need any more love, by the way.
They do not. No more Ewok loving. That came across wrong. I immediately regret my decision.
Did you see, I don't know, Coleman, have you played Battlefront 2 with the Ewok mode?
That was hysterical. It has been so much fun.
I haven't played it yet. I'm like, because I only play Fortnite, but I kind of want to download it and play, or download the update and play it, because it looks, I watched a video of it the other day. It looks so silly.
I heard it was terrifying.
Like, yeah, it's like
pitch black,
and you're like, the stormtroopers have nothing but like a little flashlight, and then like,
yeah, and you're looking for these little tiny murder bears running around the forest. It's like, what?
It's so good. I was watching a video of it, and I'm like, this would be so much. I have to play it. I have to play it. Maybe I'll go play it after this. It looks so much fun. If you're a big Ewok fan, that's what you do. You're not getting any more Ewok.
You'll love when you get to play as an Ewok. You'll love that.
I absolutely will. But am I playing as a specific Ewok or a generic Ewok?
Just a generic Ewok.
I'll take it, though. It's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when you get to drop down on top of stormtroopers and just, you know, one-shot them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Grande's just going to town in chat. He's like, this pilot needs a ship. This pilot needs a ship. This guy needs a ship. We get it.
You know who also needs a ship in a... Well, I'm not even going to go there.
All right, no. Now you have to.
Nope. Nuh-uh.
All right, fair enough. Fine. But we need more... I mean, how does Newt Gunray not have a ship, a capital ship?
He was more... I don't think he's ever really a... commander.
Yeah, in the Clone Wars cartoon series, he was constantly on a capital ship, like trying to prevent people from getting to and from Naboo. He even kidnapped someone
Yeah, but that's I think it's different. But
yeah, Yoda. Yep. Nope. Good one, Yoda. Yoda should have a ship.
Yeah, we don't even have a TIE Defender. Why is there no TIE Defender?
So many ships can be introduced that could reinvigorate ships, and they're just not in the game. They're just not. I would almost take a break. As weird as this sounds, take a break from introducing characters just to introduce ships. Because you don't want to introduce characters and ships at the same time, because then people lose focus. And people are always going to choose the characters over the ships. So if you introduce ships with no new characters, people will actually farm those new ships instead of focusing on the new characters.
But if you introduce both at the same time and you pay wallets slightly, don't you make more money? Isn't that the whole goal, though?
Yes. But if they make the rewards for a ship arena better, then those ships become a new paywall. If they don't, then if they don't improve their rewards, then...
I don't see them going on any long break of not putting new characters in the game, though. It's kind of their bread and butter.
No, I wouldn't say a long break. It's like, instead of having 2 to 4 characters release in 1 month, release 2 characters and 2 ships. Like, split it evenly.
I think
the biggest thing has got to be, you know, the in-between movies. They have a lot to do in between movies, but always, they told everyone, the community multiple times, the movies take priority.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. But in this time, you know, they have to work on so much like Separatist, droids, Jedi, that aren't going to be appearing in these movies at all, and they're stuck like, well, what do we do next?
Well, we are getting a fifth Han. That's confirmed. So,
yeah.
So we got that to look forward to, and we'll probably get Han.
It's a new territory war meta defense.
Yeah.
The Wall of Han.
Wall of Han. And I'm sure we're going to get the new Millennium Falcon. Well, the old Millennium, like the Millennium Falcon from the movie. And probably have Lando as the captain.
Lando and Emilia Clarke as a co-pilot?
Yeah.
I see. And
we're not going to get into the Emilia Clarke debate again, because...
That took us forever to get through.
We went into some dark subjects and a dark hole when we started talking about her.
I think it just turns dark anytime you go Game of Thrones, so...
Valid. So, it will be interesting, because the new movie comes out, end of May?
Yeah.
So we should, we're getting the Bounty Hunter rework.
An Inquisitor? Kenobi should not get a ship. He hates flying.
Yeah.
He hates flying.
We should get Bounty Hunters this week, because didn't they say it was going to be coming out in April?
I thought it was May.
See, I thought they said it was going to be coming in April. Because in May...
Oh, you're talking about Bounty Hunters. I'm still on movie.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They have to probably release Bounty Hunter stuff this week, because in May, that's when they're going to start getting into the characters. They're going to start releasing... Let's see, they already said another Han, another Chewie. We're going to get, Amelia Clark, Woody Harrelson. I don't know the names of the characters that they're playing. And probably like 2 or 3 other characters from that movie. So we have to be getting a Bounty Hunter this month.
We have to be getting Bossk soon.
Yeah, maybe it's this week.
Maybe.
Maybe it's next week.
Could be. And we are completely ignoring you, by the way, Grande.
They give months, though. They don't give dates. They do not give specific dates. But they give months. Like the Raid Rewards.
August.
They said...
August. They're coming in August.
No, the Raid Rewards specifically say months. Like they're in May, we're going to be doing this. Well, then you have 4 weeks to get it done. So, yes, not specific dates, but like next week's the last week of April. So, yeah, we should be getting it next week. I'm assuming this. Otherwise, lies. Lies and slander.
So, you know what assuming does, Edna?
It gets me riled up. Yes, it does.
It gets you one more step away from Hondo.
Well, I'm so far away from Hondo.
Yeah, it's not happening. Hondo's, that ship sailed.
Every time he thinks we're one step closer, he's actually 10 steps back.
I mean, all right, we're not going to get on that subject. I guess, do you guys have anything else you guys want to talk about in the game this week? I don't think there's much more that we missed.
No. I do love using Palpin Arena now, though. It reinvigorated me.
Yeah. What team are you running? Like, what's your full team?
Oh, I mean, it's definitely not optimized because I don't have Scion. I should probably gear him, even though I don't have him starred for them by him. It's Palp, Nihilus, Vader, Thrawn, and I use Sith Trooper.
Oh, you do?
But it beats everything, so I have no problem. Scion, Nihilus teams can be tough. Sometimes there's like a coin flip if it like RNG goes horribly wrong, but. It's a lot of fun. It slaughters everything that's not that team, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. It's really just the mirror palp teams give it some trouble, but everything else is a joke. So I think I lost to one Rex team, bad RNG, but even those teams can't kill you fast enough for it to be a problem. Less like, if they have Wampa, sometimes Wampa can just go crazy, but most of the time it's not a problem.
I've learned how, like, because I have a few Wampas in mine, is literally, people, here's how you don't let Wampa destroy your team. Don't fucking attack them.
Yeah, just avoid him. Just avoid him. Not even there.
And then,
not even there.
Then
not
use Annihilate there. On him, and bam, Wampa's done, and he means nothing to you. Like, yeah, just don't attack Wampa. It's all you have to do.
Yep, just avoid him. He's not there.
Yeah, so.
You can fracture him, I guess, too, if you want.
Yeah, but you can use that fracture to take down, like, Annihilus or, you know, something like that. It's just...
Yeah.
But, well, I'm good. I'm glad Palpatine brought you back. Sucked you back in.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
All hail the Emperor.
All hail the Emperor. Coleman, you got anything else you want to add?
I can't wait to start playing with these ships. New combat. That's about it.
Okay, I'm going to add, I appreciate it. This is one of the better nights we've had on Twitch live. Things are slowly building up. I will say we need to get some more followers. We are getting very, very close to being Twitch affiliates. We need to get to at least 50 followers before we can become a Twitch affiliate. So we need people to come out there and hit that follow button on us. So if you're listening to this, please go do that. We will add the Twitch stream to our show notes when I post it on all of the various sites. So just go on there and hit, you know, follow, and should be good to go. I think that's really it.
And soon we will see the Bounty Hunter rework. Soon.
Soon. By August.
Soon.
August. Trademark
August.
So... Next week should be a big week to talk about, because we'll have, possibly the Bounty Hunter rework, and then we can speculate. Yes. Then we can
thank
speculate.
Thank you, Grande, for following us now. Ooh. You just started following us. Thank you.
Yes. Then
we need a ping for this.
I can set that up. I need to do some work. The follow button is actually should be in the top right hand side, just above the screen, like where you see us.
And I am now unfollowing. We're good to go.
All right. And then next week we can also speculate on what's going to be coming on May the 4th. Because it will be the show right before that.
Yeah.
So we can speculate about all that.
It's like my second birthday, May the 4th.
they'll definitely have the crystal packs on sale. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. That will be for sure. But, I mean...
Not for sale, but the bonus that they give. Not for sale, but the bonus. But yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you all of those that followed. Until next week, you guys have a good one. Thank you for joining us. Finger guns.
Thank you.
Finger guns.
Jesus. When this is where we lose all of our followers now.